יופי, מאמי. איזה יופי. איזה צדיקים אתם שבאתם לשמח.
ברוכים הבאים.
יפה מאוד. מי ייתן לי עבר כיונה ופציון הקדוש ומנה. מי ייתן לי עבר כיונה ופציון הקדוש ומנה. יאללה לי, יאללה לי, יאללה לי, יאללה לי, יאללה לי, יאללה לי, Once there was a student of a Baal Shem Tov that he saw Baal Shem Tov makes a certain sgula, and he remembered that sgula. And one day someone came to him and asked him the same question and wanted to have a salvation, exactly the same thing. So he told him the same sgula that he saw the Baal Shem Tov make. Shalom Aleichem, Johnny, you made it. So nice to see you again. And it didn't work. Oh wow, sandwich over there. Oh, and it didn't work. And he asked, why didn't it work? So they told him, because the sgula wasn't important. The fact that the Baal Shem Tov said to do it, that was the thing. Not the sgula itself. So we're going to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. First, we're dedicating the shiur Leilui Nishmat Ya'ish Shim'on Ben Zohara. That's the person that was doing a lot of Milut Chasadim, helping a lot of people in the United States. Mamash was a very, very caring person, righteous man, that his soul going to be Tzura V'Tzura Chaim La'ad L'Netzach B'toch Sha'ar Nishmot Ben Yisrael. Rabbeinu said to go to Uman. Why we need to go to Uman? What's that craziness to go to Uman? So Rabbeinu said that Uman, it's the edge of the area of Eretz Yisrael, of Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. The holiness of Eretz Yisrael reach until Uman, and in Uman it stops. This is it. So why we need to go over there? Why we need to go to the edge? Ariel asked me yesterday, it's written on, Rabbeinu is telling the story on the heart and the lake and the Lev HaMa'ayan. And over there it's written that the heart was in one edge and the lake, the spring, was in the other edge. And someone asked Ariel, why the heart is in the edge? The heart is in the middle. In the body of the person, the heart is in the middle. So why Rabbeinu is writing that the heart is in the edge? Like that it's written on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a heart. He had a heart. And Moshe is standing between Shmad to Ratzon. Between losing everything, destruction in his Avodat Hashem, to the will, to want Hashem. The heart is about to explode all of the time. He's on the edge. The heart is on the edge. He's got flames to Avodat Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh. All that he's got flames to lust and desires. It's one of two. This is why you have two rooms in the heart. You have the right side and the left side, and in the middle is the edge. It's all that you're connecting yourself to Hashem in Barach, all that you go to the left. This is why we need to go to the edge. This is why we need to go to Uman, to the farthest place in the world, but only because Rabbeinu said so. You don't have nothing to do in Uman. You cannot find nothing in Uman at all not. If not that Rabbeinu sends you to go to Uman, nothing. You cannot find there nothing, anything. Everyone that tried to find something over there, he realized there's nothing there. Nothing. It's the most emptiest place, driest place in the world, and nothing there. Nothing. All grey, all low, all down, all covered, all cold, nothing there. But the flame of Rabbeinu is flaming from there, is lightning from there, is warming the world from there. A huge engine over there in Uman. And only because that Rabbeinu sent us to go over there. This is the secret of Kiruv Rechokim. This is why also you need to go to the edge. You need to bring the farthest people to go to the edge of the world, to the darkest places of them all. And over there you're going to find the heart of Am Yisrael. You're going to find the people that they are the center of Am Yisrael. They are the real center. They are the real balanced people. People with Derech Eretz, people, polite people, logic people, concentrated people, focused people, organized people, wise people. You're going to meet them in the edge. Why they're in the edge? Because they have a heart. And their heart, he takes them somewhere. Oh, toward Kedusha, oh, Chas Shalom. They have to feel. They have to feel. A person that has a heart, he have to feel. He have to feel. So, if you offer him and you open for him the gates of Kedusha and you tell him, hey, come on, you can reach, you can taste, you can enjoy, you can achieve. So, alright, he's putting everything that he got. But if not, he still have to feel. Because he's got a heart. What are you going to do now? He can get crazy if he doesn't have what to do with his heart. His heart have to be excited, have to feel, have to be happy. He have to dance. So if you're not going to dance in Simchat Torah and in Purim, he's going to dance somewhere else. He have to dance. He have to be happy. He have to feel excited. He have to have Avodat Hashem. Each and every one of us have a heart. And it's not your fault. Hashem made you like that. You don't have nothing to do with it. You have a heart. Don't ignore it. Don't ignore who you are. You have to learn how to express yourself, how to be who that you are inside. And no one can teach you who you are. No one in the world is able to teach you and to tell you who you are. You have to find it by yourself. You have to take the hand of Hashem Yitbarach and walk with Him to a journey to find yourself, to find Him inside of yourself. And you have the ability to do it. Because Kamayim Apanim, exactly, the water are showing to you who that you are. If you think that Hashem Yitbarach always angry and so strict and mamash machmir on everything, so Hashem have to lead you like that. Hashem doesn't have a choice. He's apologizing, but you have to be like that. Because this is how you create Him to be. You are leading Hashem. Hashem forces us, Am Yisrael, to be the light to the nation. So if we're illuminating, we can light. But if we're not, if we're dark, if we're low, if we're sad, so this is why the world looks like that it looks. Only because of our level. When Adam HaRishon called names to the animals in Gan Eden, in heaven, so all of the animals had the nature of Adam HaRishon before of the sin. It was full with peace, full with quiet. He had faith. This is why the animals were very relaxed over there. They could shepherd. Yeah, lirot. No, I
said graze.
Graze together, benachat. And in the future, when we're gonna have that, the animals are gonna receive the same nature again. They're gonna become again. A wolf and a sheep can live together. A lion, a tiger, and a zebra, and a giraffe. They're gonna eat the same grass. They're gonna drink together from the same lake. Why? Because they won't have the attributes that we have, the bad midot that we have today. Because today, when you say zebra, when you say a lion, you bring your nature into those animals, those poor animals. You're the predator, not it. It depends on you. Your nature been mushpa,
into the
creation of Hashem Yitbarach. Because Hashem Yitbarach, He said to Am Yisrael, when we are saying, v'echulo Hashemayim v'aretz, we're helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu to complete the creation.
in Friday night, it starts Shabbos, you stand and you say that testimony, you're completing the creation with Hashem Yitbarach. How Hashem Yitbarach created the world? He said and it become to be. He said there's going to be a light, become to be light. He said going to be stars, become to be stars. He said going to be grass, become to be grass. Animals, animals. He said and it happened. When you're saying also, you become to be a partner with Hashem Yitbarach in the creation. So if you say nonsense, so this is why this is what the world like look like a joke. But if you talk seriously and you say words of tefillah, words of prayers, words of Torah, so this is the reality that he creates. New heaven, new sky, new earth. Borei shamayim ve'eretz chadashim. You create new sky and new earth with your words. This is the power of speech. Whoever received power of speech, we're the only creation of Hashem Yitbarach that got the power of speech, the medaber. From where we received it, the power of the eyes to see. Where we received it, from the eyes of Hashem, asher hem ha-meshotetot b'chol ha-aretz, that they are looking everywhere. So you receive those eyes, that the light, the power, the purpose of those eyes is coming from the eyes of Hashem, that Hashem is looking. Power of speech, power of yicholet, the ability to talk, is coming from the power of speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's the only one that talks. This is why we're saying, Hashem, sfatai tiftach. I have to ask the words of tefillah from you, because who am I to speak? And I talk. When you want to talk, are you able to talk? Only when Hashem wants you to talk, you can talk. If Hashem doesn't want you to talk, you cannot complete one sentence. No matter how much you prepared yourself and how much you worked on it, if Hashem closed your mouth, this is it. You cannot open your mouth. You have amazing things to say and you cannot talk. Why? Because Hashem doesn't want you to talk. Hashem, He is the one that gives you the powers to achieve everything. Everything to do, to be. To be exist at all. Hashem is making you exist. Hashem is creating the world in the present. So when we're going to fix ourselves, all of the creation is going to change according to us. According to the spiritual level, to the level of faith that we're going to hold. So each and every one of us have that ability to lead Hashem Yitbarach. Rav Shalom once said, I'm teaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to lead Am Yisrael in faith. And it's a simple thing. It's not something you're going to say, wow. It sounds amazing. It sounds inspiring. Okay, but if you look at it, you also teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to make coffee, how to eat chocolate bars, how to peel an orange, mandarin, whatever. You teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu because this is what Hashem made. Hashem made it to be like that, that He is handcuffed. Melech asur berhatim. In which rahatim? Reita mochin. In your thoughts. How you peel the peel. How you eat that chocolate bar. How you learn Torah. How you pray. This is how you pull Hashem Yitbarach into the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave permission to the righteous people to tie HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to handcuff, to tie, to pull HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to attach Him to the thoughts of Am Yisrael. Means when you distract yourself from Hashem and you don't remember Hashem Yitbarach, so it likes that Hashem Yitbarach cannot let you lead Him. He cannot let you lead Him to all of your nonsense, to all of your darknesses, to all of your downs. But when the righteous man is coming and he's making peace between you to Father in heaven, and he tells you, listen, Hashem is with you and you can grab it from now and on. So Hashem Yitbarach is with you from now and on. And this is it. And it's a permission, it's a gift that Hashem gave to the righteous people. That they have that ability to connect us to Hashem Yitbarach Himself. But from the moment that you are connected to Hashem Yitbarach, you have Hashem Yitbarach with you. It's not that you don't need the tzaddikim, you just already have Hashem. It doesn't mean that you don't remember the good, that you have hakarat tov, you're not recognizing the good that the tzaddikim gave to you. That you received everything from them and that you live by their merit and they opened the way for you, for each and every one of us. But bottom line, tachlis, today, do you need Abraham Avinu in your life somehow? Do you need the Baal Shem Tov in your life somehow? Do you need Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev in your life somehow? Tell me where you find Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev. The latest one, where you find him in your life? Almost never. Once in a while, okay, he's Torah. Oh, he's Torah. But him himself, you need him. You don't see him. Almost you don't believe that he exists at all. He's not, almost he's not part of your life. And it's not a bad thing. The thing is that you need to see the private supervision of Hashem Yitbarach on you today. What Hashem wants for me today. We spoke about tradition. Tradition, it's an amazing thing. Amazing thing that Hashem Yitbarach gave to Am Yisrael, that they're going to survive with the tradition, that they're going to pass the torch from one generation to the next generation. But today, bottom line, to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, you don't need no tradition for that. You just need to talk to Hashem Yitbarach. You just need to open your eyes, and you don't have no tradition at all, nothing. You haven't heard nothing from your grandfather, nothing. Maybe stories on the Holocaust, or maybe he was drinking a lot of scotch when he was young. Bottom line, you don't know nothing. You don't have no tradition. And you still can connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, even with no tradition at all. Even with no tradition at all. Why? Because the tradition brought Hashem, Am Yisrael, to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, that it's still going to be optional, that it's going to be possible to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. The concepts are still in the air. The words are still here. The Torah is still here. The prayer is still here. Everything is still here. So you can use whatever you need. But actually, lemaisa, to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, you don't need to do it through the verses. You don't need to do it with a seder. You don't have to do it with tefillin. You don't have to do it when you keep Shabbos. You can do it in the middle of the night, in the middle of a pub, when you're half drunk, half stoned, and you don't know nothing in your life, and from inside something is happening, and you close your eyes and you say, Hashem, where are you? Hashem, I love you. Hashem, I want you. And this is it. And you're well connected. You're very, very connected. You're very connected. In that moment, you're very connected. You can tell stories on that connection that you had with Hashem Yitbarach in that pub, in that party, in that crazy situation, that's going to wake up people to do tshuva, complete tshuva, more than lectures on lectures of admorim that's going to tell you midrashim and going to bring you to Rashi and Tosfot. So how come? Because this is what Hashem wants. Hashem got the best sense of humor in the world, and He knows exactly how to complete the picture and how to wrap it in the end and how to make it so amazing and so inspiring that everyone can do tshuva. Because in the end, you want everyone to do tshuva. And how a person that doesn't have no connection to Hashem Yitbarach today, doesn't have no connection to the worlds of Torah, to the world of mitzvot, in... When I was learning in school, I didn't know what it means, Gemara. I didn't know. We learned Toshba. You know, it's Toshba. This is what we learned. This was our Torah classes. We learned Toshba. What's Toshba? It's Torah Shebal Peh. But we didn't know that. They taught us Toshba. What Toshba? We didn't know. They never told us that they're teaching us Torah Shebal Peh. They taught us Toshba. What's Toshba? We didn't know what's Toshba. We learned Toshba. What's Toshba? We don't know. So you learn something, you don't know what it is at all. When I started to do tshuva, people told me you need to learn Mishnayot. I didn't know what they're talking about. What it means, Mishnayot. What's that? Is it a certain book? Is it full with stories? Is it halachot? What do you learn over there? Who's the, when it's been written? Nothing. No concepts of Torah at all. Shabbos. What we know about Shabbos? You're not allowed to drive in Shabbos, and Haredim are screaming Shabbos all of the time. This is what we knew. You're not allowed to light fire. You're not allowed to smoke in Shabbos. What it bothered us was in our world. They're not driving in Shabbos. Okay, this is Shabbos. What? Shabbos, what it's all about. Hashem gave... Hashem? Who is Hashem? What are you talking about? Who is Hashem? The Creator. Sounds like science fiction. Something from another world. What are you talking about? It's not in our life. So how are you going to bring those people? How are we going to bring those people? You have to translate the Torah to them, to their language. That's the will of Hashem Yitbarach, because how can Hashem Yitbarach complete the salvation, the Geulah of Am Yisrael, without all of the world? Without the butterflies to fly lichvod Hashem Yitbarach, without porcupines walking toward Beit HaMikdash, without rabbits jumping around Beit HaMikdash. You think that the Geulah depends only Am Yisrael going to be redeemed? It's arrogant. When the Egyptians are drowning in the sea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the angels, why are you singing? My creations are drowning in the sea and you're singing. How can you sing? I love everyone. Hashem loves porcupines. Hashem likes rabbits. Hashem likes cows. Hashem likes wolves. Hashem likes foxes. Hashem, he loves everything. And all of the world needs to come back to Hashem. All of the world. Everything, every detail in the world needs to do tshuva. Need to come back to Hashem Yitbarach. Like we're saying in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Let's call HaOlam Kulo, all of the world together. We're gonna tilt their shoulder. Yatu Shechem Echad. All gonna serve Hashem Yitbarach together. Gonna become to be one unit. One unit that is serving Hashem Yitbarach together. And now you say, wow, in Am Yisrael, we're gonna have the most amazing job in the world. We're gonna be Kohanim in Beit HaMikdash. What the Kohanim are doing in Beit HaMikdash? They're not sleeping, and they're not eating, and they're running all day long to serve Am Yisrael. And what Am Yisrael gonna do? The same to the nations. We're gonna run to everyone and gonna open the door for him. We're gonna tell him, come, welcome. Now you need to confess, come. How am I gonna confess? I don't know what to do. Alright, listen. You need to say, Hashem, Hashem, help me, help me. Let me do tshuva. Let me do tshuva. What is tshuva? Oh, tshuva is something that you feel when you regret, when you sinned, when you've done something wrong against the will of Hashem Yitbarach. Now you need to confess. So say to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem, I'm sorry that I made you angry. Hashem, I'm sorry that I made... This is what we're going to do. This is our job. Maybe you don't like it now. Okay, so the door is open, Baruch Hashem. But this is our job. Our job is to serve Hashem Yitbarach and to dedicate every moment of our life to reveal Hashem to the world. To open the gates of Beit HaMikdash to the world. To invite every people to come to Eretz Israel to see the holiness of Eretz Israel. This is why we're going to Uman. Because from Uman you can bring them all together. Because if you want to pick something up, you cannot pick it from the top. It's going to break. You need to pick it from the bottom. You need to go to the lowest place. How you say, Mechane Meshutaf?
Common denominator.
What?
Common.
Denominator. You need to find the thing that bonds us all together. It's the simple faith. The fact that the Creator is here. That He loves you. And you can talk to Him. This is the thing that attaches us all. And you need to take that and to hand it to everyone. You have it by the merit of the ancestors. You received the Torah. You have rabbis that are teaching you the Torah. Wonderful. What you need to do with it? You need to go and hug the world with it. You need to go and wrap the world with it. You need to go and tell every person that exists in the world, Hashem loves you. The Creator, He loves you. He admires you. He loves you. He wishes to hear you talk to Him daily. Like you talk to your best friend. The simplest conversation of them all. You just need to talk to Him, to count on Him, to build a relationship with the Creator. This is what you need to do from your place. From your place. If you lack of food, you need to talk about food. If you're tired, you need to talk about your tiredness. You need to talk about you don't have shoes, you need sneakers. You need to talk about it with Hashem. You cannot find sneakers if Hashem is not going to help you. How many times a person can look to buy sneakers and he's going to go 10 stores one after the other and cannot find enough? Why? Because Hashem is not helping you to find the smallest thing in the world. He needs to bring potatoes home and he cannot find. Everything is rotten. Everything is disgusting. He cannot bring that. What? You don't have Siyata Dishmaya. You need Hashem Yitbarach. This is what Hashem wants you. Just to understand, hey, you need me. When you're going to realize that, Hashem is going to be with you every moment. Every single moment of your life, Hashem is going to be with you and going to help you with Siyata Dishmaya. That you're going to see success in every step you make.
Amen.
In every moment of your life, you're going to see revealing of the Creator. Oh, Hashem can do miracles. immediately. In 5 minutes I can complete my shoppings. In 5 minutes I can do that mitzvah. In 10 minutes I can do that. Oh, I achieved so much today. Thank you Hashem Yitzvah that you helped me. This is something that you learn only out of experience, only out of thousands of downs, of failures. Only then, when you come to that place of humility, of total humility, that you surrender to Hashem. You say, Hashem, without you I cannot do nothing. When you come to that point and you admit, you surrender, this is the moment that Hashem Yitbarach reveals Himself to you. He reveals Himself on Mount Sinai, on the lowest mountain of them all, on the only mountain that knew for sure that there is no chance that the Torah is going to give on him. He was the only mountain that it never crossed his mind that the Torah is going to give by him. I told you that on myself, and you for sure can learn it on yourselves, each and every one of you. For me, in the 10 first years of my tshuva, the distance that I felt from Arav, the difference that I felt from Arav, his holiness, his purity, his wisdom, his ability, his purity, corresponding to mine. Yes, this is how you can say it. Mm-hmm. It works, thank you. It was so huge, it was so far. The difference between us was something that you cannot complete, you cannot cover for, you can, nothing gonna help you to be righteous like him. For years I kept on serving Hashem Yitzbarach like it, with that understanding, without being able to fix, without being able to complete, without being able to achieve that purity. But I kept on serving Hashem Yitzbarach with that humility. So it brought me today to a place that now I know for sure that I can achieve everything in Avodat Hashem. And I'm not afraid from that distance anymore. I don't care about this distance anymore. Who cares? If I need to talk to a Rav, I can talk to him. If I need to achieve something in my Avodat Hashem, I can pray to Hashem Yitzbarach on it. You don't need to be afraid. Yetzer Hara, he makes you to be afraid. He forces you to be afraid. He pushes you into stress, into fears. You cannot make it. You're never going to make it. You're not able to do that. You will never going to complete that. How are you going to do tshuva on that? How? What are you going to do now? You failed again. So what? If you just, even Mashiach is saying, David HaMelech is saying, Mashiach is saying, Hashem is saying to him, Hayom yelidetikha, you're born today. You need to make a new start today. Mashiach, after that he suffered for over 5,000 years, suffering, crazy suffering. After all of that, he can say to Hashem Yitzbarach, I reborn today. I'm new. I just came to this world. Why? Because he's got da'at. He's got wisdom to know that Hashem, he's with you in the present. Hashem is not in the past, He's not in the history, in the Bible. Hashem is not in the future, in the redemption, in the Geulat Israel. Hashem is Havaya Baruch Hu. He's in the present, Ubahoveh. He's with you now. You want to be with Him? You're with Him. If you want it, and if you don't want it, just connect yourself to it. Connect yourself to Him. And when you live like that, Hayom Im Bekolot Ishmael. If you want to listen to Him, so live the day, live the moment, live now. Now I'm going to attach myself to Hashem. Now I'm going to pray Mincha like I should. Now I'm going to eat my sandwich like I should. Now I'm going to learn a little bit more Torah like I should. Now I'm going to speak to my wife like I should. Now, every mitzvah is now. And in the past, I sinned. Even 5 minutes ago, it's in my past. I have mitzvah on it. What's my mitzvah? How I'm going to connect myself from that failure, from that down, the worst sin of them all? Tshuva. I'm going to do tshuva. When? Now. In the present, I'm going to do tshuva. What's the problem? Is it hard for you to do tshuva? Only if you're arrogant. No, you didn't plan to fail, and you failed, and now you're disappointed from yourself because you're so arrogant to assume that you were not supposed to fail because you already passed that level in your life. You already achieved that thing a few years ago. Nonsense. Shtuyot. Totally nonsense. If you're just going to understand that you're in the hands of Hashem Yitzbarach, so Hashem failed you. Like Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Hashem, Ata sibot alibam achoranit. You made them to sin. You pushed them. Why are you, Hashem, you complain on them? Is it their fault that you hide your face from them? Can they see you when you hide your face? What the kid gonna do and not gonna sin? So I sinned. The most horrible sin in the world. Alright. So scary. So well. Sorry, Hashem. What else can you do? To say again, and I'm apologizing. What else can you say? And I don't want it to happen to me again. Bezrat Hashem. Hopefully. And please that I will never gonna lie again. And this is it. And move on. What do you want to lie to Hashem? Connect yourself to Hashem Yitzvarach in a point of truth. Hashem, I like the Tavot. My body is in flames of fire. I love the lusts. I love the desires. I love food. I love to sleep. I love everything that a person can imagine and even not imagine. I like it. You want me to lie to you, Ribono Shel Olam? I cannot. I like movies. I like movies. I like music. I love people. I love to laugh. I love to joke. I love women. I love to see beautiful things. I have lusts and desires. Now, Hashem, what do you want me to line up? Well, that suit, it's a suit of liars. It's not. I'm not a lawyer. I'm avrech. I'm not a lawyer. I'm avrech. I'm not supposed to lie to you. So I'm coming to you from my point of truth that is very low, unfortunately. But this is what I have. And I'm going to tell you, Ribono Shel Olam, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I enjoy eating so much. I enjoy sleeping so much that I don't care about the time of Kriyat Shema. So, please, Ribono Shel Olam, can you make it happen that I'm going to care about time of Kriyat Shema? Can you do something with me, please, that food will not going to be so inspiring for my Avodat Hashem? Please, Ribono Shel Olam. The chocolate will not going to be so tasty that the page of Gemara is going to taste a little bit tastier. This is it. This is your point of truth. If you're going to just talk like that, like you talk to your best friend from a sincere place, Hashem is going to reveal to you. You will never going to learn Gemara the same. The chocolate will never going to taste the same. You're going to see that it's going to work. Because when you talk words of truth, Hashem is with you. And when you're lying, Hashem cannot stand you. No matter which sophisticated lie you lied, and no matter how low the level of truth that you said was low, if you said the truth, Hashem is with you. Listen to all of your prayers. Karov Hashem lechol korav lechol asher yikreu be'emet. And if you're lying, even if you're lying to be so important, you're a rabbi, you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you finished, you graduated, I don't know what, you learned in Yale, I don't know what. Dover shkarim lo ikon leneged enai. A liar cannot stand in front of my eyes. This is it. Dear brothers and sisters, please hold yourself together. Hold yourself in that point of truth to have a daily conversation with Hashem, with the Creator, to reveal our heart to Him. Only when the Kohen see the nega, the leprosy, he can purify it. But if you're hiding it in your house, no, that no one's going to know, that no one's going to see, and you're not confessing, you're not opening it, you're not taking everything out, he cannot see it, he will never going to purify you. You have to open yourself to Hashem Yitzbarach, to the righteous people that are there in the aspect of a Kohen. Open your heart to them. Tell in front of Rabbeinu, in your Itbodedut, in your confession, in front of all of the Tzadikim that we're connecting ourselves to them. This is me. This is my level. V'ra'a Kohen et ha'nega v'tahir. And the Kohen saw that leprosy, that contamination, and purifies it. It all depends in the tshuva. You brought a sacrifice to Beit HaMikdash. If you're not doing tshuva on that sacrifice, it haven't erased the sin. Even if a person died by Beis Din, and they took him out to Skila and they killed him, and he haven't confessed, he haven't done tshuva, the death of Skila is not bringing the forgiveness. He will be punished in hell on that. Only the tshuva purifies you. Only the tshuva. And when you do tshuva, immediately you've been purified. Sometimes it takes time to see the results, because there is a lot to do tshuva on. And if you're going to see the result, it's going to push you to arrogance, and you're going to lose your tikkun, because you're going to understand that you achieved so much, and you're going to lose your humility, your connection to Hashem. So Hashem, don't let you see. Hashem helps you not to see. But with time, you're going to see. If you look
behind you, you see how much you developed until today, how much Hashem helped you until today, how much you achieved until today, even that you were walking like a turtle, even that you walked very slow, still Hashem made a lot of amazing things with my slow motion. Still amazing. You can see a whole movie in slow motion. You can see a whole movie in slow motion. You can see. Yes, 120 Bezat Hashem. Thank you, Sufan. We need to start making parties.